Please rise. Dear fellow Christians, washed and made clean in the blood of Jesus Christ our Savior, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God chosen for our meditation this morning is found recorded in Isaiah chapter 55 verses 10 through 13. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy, and be laid out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So far the text. Dear fellow believers, every year we get snow all over in Batavia, Chicago, and other northern states. Sometimes it makes us feel wonderful and sometimes frightful. It also prepares us to welcome the spring and the summer. The snow reminds me of the Himalayan peaks that I used to see probably every day. Speaking of snow, it is frozen water that precipitates from the sky, and as it falls, it covers the land. It stays for a certain time, and then it melts and waters the ground and flows down to the lower level, and then merges with the river and flows all the way to the sea and vaporizes and returns to the sky. This water cycle has a purpose. It helps to regulate the seasons and waters the earth. When the snow melts and waters the ground, we see new season start, and we see new grass, plants germinate. We feel great when we see colorful flowers and beauty of nature. We feel great in that time, and the fields will be ready for planting crops like corn and soybeans. That would be wonderful. But imagine if we did not get any snow or rain, the land would become dry. And we will have no produce at all, no green at all. Everything would be dry and have no attraction. As the rain and snow has this purpose to water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall the word of God be that goes out from his mouth. The word of God is powerful to accomplish its purpose and bring us joy and peace. Everyone has at least one purpose in or goal in their life. Imagine one of your purpose is to go overseas to do some business, let's say Australia. You need to purchase a ticket and get on a plane, and there will be a flight crew whose purpose would be to fly the plane safely in order to bring you to your destination. When you get there, you do some work, and when you accomplish your purpose, you come back. Similarly, you have a government, and the purpose of government is to keep peace and harmony and security in their territories, defending their people from possible threats. If required, deploying a military to defend your freedom. And when they accomplish their purpose, they come back home. You may have your own purpose, and I may have my own purpose. Likewise, our loving God has a great purpose, that is to save us and all people in the world. Therefore, God sent His word to accomplish His specific purpose, and when His word accomplishes the purpose, it returns back to Him. God's word is powerful and effective, that we can know from the scripture. We know that He created the world through His word. The very first time He used His mighty word is to create life in Genesis 1:3. The word of God says, "And God said, let there be light. And there was light." God created all creatures and all things through His mighty word. His word is always true and always accomplishes its purpose. But how about our words? The word was created, and there were people, and the first human beings on earth, Adam and Eve, sinned against God, and they lied to God. Then the intimate relationship between God and man was broken. They kept sinning, and their sin was transferred to their offspring. Eventually, the sin is transferred to us. We are sinners because our very first parents sinned against God. And they lied to God. And they lied to each other too. Every one of us have lied at least once in our lives. A lie is a type of sin. And so our words are not always true. Rather than accomplishing the purpose, they would build barrier between God and us. We cannot approach to God because of our sins. We were hopeless because of this sin. As Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We fall short of the glory of God, and we cannot get into the glory of God by our own means or efforts. We commit sin through our words, actions, and thoughts. You and I lie, and we fail to keep our words and promises. You and I do not have any kind of goodness. Therefore, we do not deserve God's grace, but wrath and death. Word of God says that the wages of sin is death. Due to our sins, we deserve death because the payment of sin is death. However, our God is so gracious that He planned to save us in the very day Adam and Eve sinned. Having that great plan of salvation, God sent His Son, the Word, that was with Him. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God." God sent His only begotten Son, the Word, for our sake, in perfect time. He came and lived among us and experienced the human life. Jesus, in His time, He did on earth, He did many miracles. And just by saying His words, for example, healing centurion's servant, turning water into wine, and casting different demons, and all the different many miracles. All these miracles and astonishing works reveal the power of God always accomplishes its purpose. As Jesus was sent with a purpose, a mission to save us, he was put to death for our sins on the cross. The purpose of Jesus' death was to pay for our sins, for every person's sin in the world. After he accomplished his great purpose, he ascended into heaven and is sitting at the right hand of God the Father Almighty and ruling through his word to accomplish his saving purpose. And we need to remember that he did not leave us alone, but he gave his Holy Spirit with us. And he also gave us a purpose in our lives, that is to proclaim Jesus died for everyone's sin. You and I see lots of people that are lost. Many of them haven't heard about Jesus, our Savior, and some of them reject our Savior. Now the purpose, our purpose would be to go to the world, to tell the great news to the people, and because our God has done great works for us to save us. His word does not only accomplish the purpose, but also brings us joy and peace. We hear the word peace. Let us ponder. Is there peace in the world? Every day we listen to the radio and TV and read news on the internet and hear from people. We hear about wars and many kinds of violence and crimes every single day. There is literally no peace in the world. In other words, because you and I are sinful is a result of sin. Crimes are all around us. For example, murder, burglary, robbery, cybercrime, drug use and trade, gangs, and other kinds of felonies. These all crimes are threatening our security and peace every single day. Therefore, in worldly sense, we do not have peace and we will never get it. As we read in the history, millions of people killed in World War I and World War II, and various other wars, and hundreds of thousands of people killed in massacres. My country, Nepal, went through a decade of government-communist war, and more than 15,000 people killed, and more than 100,000 people were displaced. These evil things happen for one reason, that is sin. Sin takes away our peace and joy. Well, I am from the birthplace of Buddha, and I heard many times that people consider Buddhism is the most peaceful religion that teaches that nirvana is the perfect peace of mind that is free from ignorance, hatred, greed, etc. Nevertheless, as human beings, we do not have that capacity to free ourselves from such kind of things. And if we ponder Buddha's teaching, it's not practical because we cannot deny ourselves. The Word of God tells us that sin is missing the mark. We have God's commandments that God gave us so that we can keep them and we might be saved. He gave His law to us. As feeble human beings, we are not able to keep any commandments. For example, you and I have hatred, covetousness, jealousy, bad feelings against one another. Hatred is equivalent to death, murder. And we all lack the ability to keep the commandments. We break every single command. This sin draws away from our Creator. And we hate, we commit adultery, tell lies, and we may do many actions that are sin. And you and I are not able to keep any commandments. And the Bible says, as we mentioned already, that sin, the wages of sin is death. Therefore, we deserve death. Because we sin every single day, even though we don't want to. And we cannot stop doing it because of our nature. This sin snatches away our peace and joy with God and leads us to eternal damnation. We could not save ourselves. Therefore, we needed a Redeemer to redeem us from all sin and death and give us righteousness and eternal life. As God the Father had pre-planned our redemption, He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, to the world to save us and all lost people. And He wants to give us redemption and joy and peace. Jesus' payment brings back the forfeited joy and peace with God. He gives us that joy which is everlasting, that has no end. And Jesus promises in His word that He gives us peace which is different than the peace that we can get in the world. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." The peace that we receive from our Lord is true and everlasting. The peace brings us joy of God through His great promise. Our peace from God is God increases hope that one day we will be able to see our Creator, our Savior. That day would be the most wonderful day for our life. We'll need nothing more, because we'll be like Him and we'll have that glory and joy which will be everlasting. So listen to the word, what God says in verse 12. "For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." This verse tells us the joy with a figurative language. The Israelites will come back home without having to fight on their way through. The earth itself will rejoice in their peace. There's a great joy with our Lord. He delights our heart and gives us peace and sustains them by strengthening our faith through the work of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God strengthens our faith and also gives us the anticipation of the celebration that we will have in His kingdom. Notice in verse 13, "Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make the name of the Lord an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off." In this verse, God promises to us that all our spiritual bad situations and hardships would turn good. He gives us the assurance and of hope and of joy and peace in our hearts and brings us hope to see Him one day. So there will be no more sorrow, and there will be joyous life that is eternal. Our God is gracious, and we cannot comprehend His love with our sinful nature. He did a great work to save you and me from the trap of death, and He brings us to His glorious light. His word accomplishes all this. We are His people bought by the blood of Jesus. He saves us from the judgment which would be unbearable for us. His love and grace save us from all terrible consequences. The word of God, that is Jesus Himself, came to save us and all other people in the world. Out there, there are many people that are lost and they do not have any joy and peace, and they do not have any hope at all. They feel miserable and distressed. However, we have a special message for them. So let us be the messenger of those messages, so these people may feel the joy and redemption, and they can feel blessed. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.